Roger Blake is a director of the campaigning group Rail Future. Thank you for your time tonight, Mr. Blake. What does it mean then for passengers on Northern Rail to have them stripped of that franchise?
Well, I think what passengers will be looking for is very quickly improved performance, which has clearly been a major letdown in recent times, and some would say for quite a long time. So I think whatever the uniform the staff wear or the logo on the trains, it's making sure that the trains run to the published timetable in a consistently reliable way.
There's never going to be a silver bullet for these things. There never are. And briefly, I wonder if you could explain why it is there are so many problems with some franchises, particularly in the north of England.
I don't know whether it's a problem particularly in the north. I think as time moves around, this does seem to be an issue that crops up in a variety of places. I'm sure many listeners will be familiar with the problems that plagued Govia Thameslink Railway.
You bet.
With the timetable change. But in the north, in a large area that's covered by the Northern franchise, I think part of it is the mismatch between what's promised in the franchise, which the Department for Transport effectively buys from a potential operator, and the ability of Network Rail to deliver on its promises for the necessary infrastructure improvements, which are so often absolutely critical to what Arriva Northern have promised to the DfT. So it's the bits of the industry all coming together to produce a consistent change at each timetable, essentially.
And when then the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, talks about change, that this year we'll start to see the changes needed to the rail network, what's the first thing you would like to see him do?
Well, one of the first things, I think, is to publish the what he's going to do with the Williams Rail Review, which we've all been waiting for quite some time. Obviously, it's been delayed because of last month's general election. Mm. But we are all looking forward to consigning franchising to the bin. It may have served its purpose, but it's clearly had its day. And looking at a different kind of partnership between the government, effectively, as the buyer, the specifier up to now of the railway, and what the different parts of the railway actually have to deliver. Because time and again, we've seen over-promising and under-delivery.
Mm. Well, it definitely needs sorting, doesn't it? And hopefully any change that comes will deal with it. Roger, thank you. Roger Blake, director of the campaigning group Rail Future. 6:39.